Now let's lead off with a new lid for one of McLean County's most historic structures. More from Eric Stock.
The McLean County Museum of History in Bloomington is getting a new roof as frequent leaks have caused interior damage.
In a very heavy rain, one area in particular, education office, we'll get up 14 gallons of water coming through a single leak.
Executive Director Greg Koo says the patchwork done in recent years to try to seal the more than 30-year-old roof is no longer enough.
This year, it became unsustainable to continue to do minor patching on a roof that had was in the process of losing, the wind was blowing pieces of the membrane off the roof.
Koo says no artifacts have been damaged. The county board has hired an architect for architectural and engineering work on a new roof and drainage system. The contract with the Charnette Associates of Bloomington is for less than $30,000, but it's not clear how much the renovations will cost. The county's Public Building Commission owns the building. It's well over 100 years old and previously served as the county courthouse. Koos is grateful for the day he won't have to worry every time it rains.
The catastrophic flooding that we've gotten into offices and destruction of plaster has made it necessary to replace it at this point in time. Can't be put up anymore.
The museum is currently closed because of COVID-19. Crews are rebuilding restrooms inside the building and plan to complete a lighting project over the summer. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.